Welcome to the Midlife Chaos Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Michelle, a certified life and relationship coach, and I am so excited that you are here. The Midlife Chaos is for all of us facing midlife and wondering, how the heck did I get here? And where the flip am I going? Here we will talk about all the things that chaos brings. No topic is off the table, so join me on this adventure as we navigate the midlife chaos. Hello, my favorite people. We are back from our trip, and it seems like my tan is already fading. I feel like a tan should last at least as long as it took you to get, right? And I guess it wasn't very smart to schedule a body check with my dermatologist for right when I got back. He definitely had something to say about my darkened skin. Oops. Hey, thank you so much for the feedback that we've received from having JR on the podcast. It was so fun chatting with him, and we hope it gave you a little glimpse into who we are as a couple. I also hope that with our raw and real episode, people can see us as having struggles and we are willing to be open and vulnerable about things. I find that when we see people with their quote unquote Sunday face on, we assume that their life is perfect. We own a business, but we also live in a double wide on our property that we run our business out of. JR has been the bishop or pastor of our local church for nearly 5 years, which he just was relieved of that duty, and I'm incredibly grateful for. But he and I have both struggled with our faith in one aspect or another, and our kids are really not interested. People may assume one thing because I love to travel, but don't realize that I use points for a lot of my trips. And any big purchase we make, I always equate it to, oh, that's a round trip ticket to Hawaii. And even then, when I do get to go to Hawaii, I'm privileged enough to stay with family while I'm there. So I say all of this because I feel like we like to compare our present circumstances to someone who may appear like they have it all together. And believe me, that isn't always the case. I mean, sex is my favorite thing to talk about, yet I have struggled for most of our relationship to even find the desire. So I do want to clear up something. I had a few people comment about poor Kyle. Yes, he is adorable, but he's happily married to a great girl who I adore and have so much respect for. They have a beautiful family, and we aren't nearly as close as we were, but he is definitely one of those that we can go months without talking, even years. But when we do, it seems like no time has passed. And when I say we, I mean Jared and I both. Kyle was such a good friend to us both through our whole dating, the breakups and the get back togethers, and he was even a groomsman in our wedding. And if I want to be raw and real, let me expose myself just a bit. I haven't even ever come clean to JR about this. So after that second softball practice, I was totally into JR. I looked up Kyle's number on 411 because I knew that he was the one that owned the house, and I assumed he would have had the phone under his name. He worked at his family business, which was his last name, so that's how I remembered his name. I was hoping to talk to JR, so when he answered, it was smooth just talking to him. I never intended to talk to Kyle. And then JR did play hard to get. We hung out for about a week or so before he even asked me out on a date. So moving on, it is my birthday month, and it is also Women's History Month, but I wanted to chat about last week's episode. I'll get back to my normal snarky commentary next week, but I feel like the raw and real episode really resonated with some of you. I have had some people reach out saying, this really hit home. How do I get my spouse to work on themselves? I see myself in a lot of what you had to say, or I see my spouse in a lot of what JR had to say. I got quite a few people saying, wow, I had no idea JR comes from such a background, which goes along with how we assume somebody is based on their Sunday face, right? We could have talked for hours telling Jer's story, and maybe I'll have him back on to tell more of his crazy growing up. But I want to address those who are maybe the JR, or you are the me in the story. First off, until they are ready to face whatever it is that they need to face, there is nothing you can do to hurry that along. JR has really worked hard on his stuff, and a lot of things he brings up to me, and I'm like, really? You didn't know that? You didn't realize that? Or, yeah, I know. I've always known that you have these issues. And a lot of our marriage, I made accommodations and walked on eggshells. I've tolerated probably more than I should have or needed to. And looking back now, after the work I've done on myself and I continue to do, I realize that that wasn't the healthiest approach either. And because Jer is working on himself, he sees the struggles in others. And I know he's talked to some friends and he's like tried to encourage them to let go of their baggage, to realize that it's time to move on from this unbearable weight. And I've had to caution him that if people aren't ready, they'll see you as the bad guy. And I know this because when I tried to bring stuff up for Jer, I was the bad guy. And sometimes it's not that the people aren't ready. It may be that they don't even realize that there's an issue to begin with. It wasn't until this last New Year's Eve did Jer realize that a lot of his stresses and how he handles things, a lot of his reactions, his work ethic, parenting style, all had to do with his childhood and his relationship with his parents. Whether positive or negative, it stemmed from how he saw his place in the world based on how he was treated as a child. He had chalked it up to 101 reasons, but it didn't even dawn on him that he was bringing all this baggage into our relationship. So what advice do I have being the spouse of someone who has all this that they are bringing? Love them. Love them where they are. Love them because of who they are and in spite of who they are. Love them by setting boundaries for yourself. Love them by being patient, but not at the cost of giving up a piece of yourself. Love them by being true to who you are. Love them by working on yourself and bringing the best version of yourself to the relationship. When you yourself are happy and healthy, they will see what they are missing in themselves. And that may be hard for them to swallow. When you can come to them and love them unconditionally, they will see you as safe. Love them by not shielding them from themselves in the name of protecting them. And continue to love them when they are ready, because it will not be pretty. I love the feedback from this episode because it helped me realize that mental health is a topic that needs to be talked about more. It was like my seasonal depression episode. So many people commented on me being brave and vulnerable, and someone said that they didn't even realize there was a name for it, or that they too have been struggling and was so glad that I brought it up. See, us Gen Xers, we still find it kind of taboo to address mental health. We definitely didn't talk about feelings growing up, and we were raised with this idea that pills are for the weak, that we could pray or work out enough to have the moody blues go away. I could go on, and don't even get me started on postpartum depression. Those poor moms struggle, and thankfully there is so much more info out there now, but I get it. There wasn't a whole lot of support when I was a new mom. So when you see that phrase about be kind because you don't know what the other person may be going through, it's true. We see those perfect people with their Sunday face, and we figure that they couldn't possibly understand. They do. They've been there. And if you haven't, consider yourself lucky, but know that if it hasn't happened, it will. Unfortunately, no one gets out of this life without having to grow in some terribly painful way. But be kind. It doesn't take any more effort to be kind than it does to be judgmental, rude, or impatient. In fact, I would venture to say it takes less effort to be kind than all those other ways. And it is so much more rewarding. But I do think mental health is a topic that needs a little more focus on this podcast. So let's chat about it. Please reach out to me on the socials or message me. One of my favorite sayings is give yourself more grace, which is true in so many areas of your life. And because I'm really wanting to hit this point hard this year that we are doing more in 24, are you giving yourself enough grace on your New Year's resolutions? By about this time, I'm going to guess that typically you would have thrown the towel in. Maybe. Maybe not all your resolutions are goals, but most of them. Do you know that for some cultures, the new year hasn't even happened yet? They're still in winter, which is hibernation season. The new year starts in the spring with the new season, a season representing new birth and growth. I mean, seriously, everybody I know has been sick so far this year, has been sick for the whole year so far. So if you're needing a restart, a do-over, this is it. We have the spring equinox coming up. How can you reevaluate your goals? What are you capable of? Have things maybe changed now that you've maybe started attempting some of these resolutions? Maybe some of them are needing a little adjusting. For me, I'm wanting to drink more water. Well, I was just diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I'm so grateful that I'd already started that water increase, because I'm pretty miserable, but I feel glad that my soda consumption has already gone down, but on my terms, and not because my doctor needed to lecture me or rub it in my face on my list of no's. Also, I've done really good on my downsizing and not buying as much. Okay, I did splurge this last week. Barbie has a line called Can Be, meaning you can be anything. So I had to get a Chelsea, the boss babe. She's just this like cute little 3-inch version and has these cute little office accessories. So I just had to have it. And it brings me joy. So I guess it kind of does fit in my okay list. But my ukulele still sits in the corner, staring up at me, waiting for me to pick her up. So we are all working on stuff still, right? There's no way any of us have set a goal for 2 months and we're done and it's over with. Like, we are doing more in 24. These are some serious goals we're working on. We are making necessary adjustments and we are not giving up. Okay, so let me challenge you. I want you to spend some time thinking about why you set these goals. Is it something you'd put off for too long, or was it something that's going to improve some aspect of your life? Are you pushing yourself and want to see if you can do it? Is it a challenge among your friends? Is it something that you saw shared on Pinterest or TikTok or whatever that's interested you? I want you to really give it some thought. I want you to own this goal or resolution or desire, whatever it is. I want you to see yourself once that goal is accomplished. I want you to see how your life is different. You don't even need to see where you would be if you didn't see it through. Just be there. Really make it a reality. Now let this drive you. It doesn't matter how big or small. You are now this person. You've embraced this so much that you don't even see the struggle anymore because you've already made it happen. You set these intentions for a reason. Even if now you're thinking, well, that was a dumb reason. It's okay. I do lots of dumb stuff for no reason. But you set this goal for a purpose. And I'd love to cheer you on and encourage you. This is the year. It's been crazy already this year, and we're just getting started. But let's let this year be the year that we made it happen. I am so grateful for all of you. You hold me accountable and you are so supportive, and I appreciate every message. Thanks for joining me on this crazy journey of my midlife chaos. Thank you for listening to the Midlife Chaos. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. I sure would appreciate that. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. If you want to see what else we are up to, check out my Instagram at The Midlife Chaos or join our Facebook group, Midlife Chaos VIPs.